Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Sid's bachelor party was last night, and all your livecast favorites were there. Rob, Breezy, Sean, Lonnie, Barry, even Billy. But where was your pal, Chucky Boy Blandington? Nowhere to be found. God freaking damn. I mean, really? You invited Rob to the strip club? Did he think there was a free buffet there or something? Unreal. Here's the show.
I did think there was a free buffet, and I was very disappointed.
He did. On Friday, he IM'd me asking, like, so is there a free buffet at the strip club? I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's surprised. Not fair. What if I'm somebody's favorite? I wasn't there either.
You have a vagina, thus you are not invited to a bachelor party.
That's not fair.
Just to clue everyone in on what we're talking about, in case you just ignore Chuck Blandington completely, yesterday all the male members of the Metal Injection livecast went to Atlantic City to celebrate Sid's final days as a bachelor.
It's true.
Now, the studio audience applauds your final days.
Yay!
And really quickly, let me also mention that we have back on the show Noah's friend Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Hello.
And both of our colleagues at SiriusXM. I can say that now.
Hey, is everybody jealous?
It's like there's now just as many people who don't work at Sirius as do work at Air in this room.
No, there's more people that don't work.
Three and three.
Oh no! Oh my!
You're bad at math. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry, Rob. We don't count you either. Just in general.
Wow. Yeah, so we were in AC. We went yesterday, and it was a fun time. Mm-hmm. We got hammered, and then we ate some.
Wait, Sid also got hammered?
Sid?
Too early. We started too early, yeah. Which was what I was afraid of. By the time we got to the strip club, I was like pretty much fine. But like we got to the.
You went to the strip club too?
Are you listening?
Did you listen
story?
To the Blandin show?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to repeat everything you say and phrase it as a question.
I'm going to repeat everything you say and phrase it as a question?
What do you mean? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Dinner sort of sobered me up because we had a lot of delicious Italian
food. Oh, dear.
At Darren's brilliant recommendation.
Yeah, Carmine's.
It's quite good. A lot of
what
food.
What time did you start drinking?
4? Like, yeah. The second we got to the hotel room, there was, like, Southern Comfort and...
Yeah, granted, doers...
I had,
Sid
like,
had one shot and a third
no,
of a 40.
No, I had three shots
a shot of, what? A shot
of
what?
Southern Comfort, which I enjoy, and a 40 of Old English, which I did not finish.
Yeah, yeah he had like maybe
we had to go
12,
out to dinner.
12 ounces
oh,
of Old English.
I had more than 12. How dare you?
Even Darren took a shot to celebrate.
Yeah. Wow.
Spit it right out, though. No,
was
no,
it
no,
in Sid's face or Sean's face?
It was in Sid's face. And it was funny because we were getting so drunk that I felt like For a little while there, we were having like an off-air live cast
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, basically that's what it was.
Because we were just joking around the whole time. So you missed it, Noah.
Rub it in a little bit more, Rob.
You missed it. You totally missed it, Noah. And then...
So upset.
So then everyone's like really drunk, and me and Sean are like, really? Everyone's like, wasted.
I never drank, so it doesn't take much for me.
You are not stone sober. Come on, you were drinking so many beers.
I know.
But that's like his usual Saturday night routine.
You just don't know when you're drunk now. That's I think that's what it is. You have no way to differentiate when you're sober.
Maybe
when you're drunk.
A constant state of.
I buzz. Feel like I'm like that as well with weed. Sometimes I'm like, am I high or is this just how I am?
Well, I got home from the bus today and had 3 beers with my lunch.
And what was your lunch? Another 2 beers?
Yeah.
How many did you have in the beer shower?
No, one in the shower beer. And 2 with my lunch.
Okay, let's go. Let's go through this step by step. So we arrived to the bus terminal.
Yes,
I was not the last one to arrive.
No, you were not. Who was the last one?
Me.
I'm trying to remember.
Darren.
Was it Darren? But, yeah.
But I wasn't even the second to last one to arrive.
No.
Woohoo! I was right in the middle. That was exciting. Then we got on the bus. The bus was pretty empty. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to deal with anybody.
Not coming home.
I fell asleep.
How excited was Sid?
Sid was so excited he didn't take his jacket off the entire bus ride. He's like, I'm ready.
There.
I'm ready to get off.
But Sean sat next to where me and Rob were sitting, and then I noticed he was asleep, so I was like, Rob, give him a wet willy.
Yes.
And he did. And he said, first wet willy
he
of the night.
A dry willy, though.
No
he was
going
to do it with his
willy.
Index finger.
Yeah.
And I stopped him, and I said, no, use the pinky, because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
Ew.
That was true. It did go in pretty deep. Enough to wake me up.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
She did say
thank
that.
You.
So then we get to AC, and we see many 7-Elevens, which excite all of us.
Especially Sean with the discount cigarettes.
Which is true. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a carton?
I got a whole carton.
Did you get 12
for $50 less than out here. In
$50 mm-hmm. less? Wow.
Out here, they're $125. Out there,
for
75.
One carton of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
20 in? Oh, 20.
10.
Oh,
that
10?
Is out of control.
20 in a pack, 10 in a carton.
Yeah. But how much do they cost? Like 14 bucks, so that makes sense.
I don't buy cigarettes, so last time I probably checked in on the prices was like 1987. So it's really done up.
So I was excited. That started my night off.
Okay, so far Sid is excited and Sean is excited.
Everyone is excited. Everyone's in a great mood.
When do you and Darren get excited?
Food.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't really use
at the Italian restaurant. Okay.
But so then we go get booze at a liquor store down the block. Run into
Once
first prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
I saw. That was great.
In front of the liquor store.
First one of the night.
Yes.
Yes. The first of many.
Yeah. We get back. We start drinking. We start joking around.
Yeah.
And then I spark a joint. And I'm clearly the only pothead in the room because Lonnie and what are we referring to?
Billy.
they got so stoned. They took like 3 hits.
Wow.
And I feel like Billy's night was pretty much ruined at that point because he was already...
He was
already
out of the bathroom for like the rest of the
night.
He
went into a
much.
Cocoon.
The thing is, he was already drinking heavily. He did like a bunch of shots. And then
he just starts way too fast.
Yeah.
And smoked part of Jay.
Too. Yeah, well, the weed... I'm sure the weed put him over the top.
Yeah, I think if it was just alcohol, he'd probably be fine. And kind of hanging.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's in that kind of atmosphere often. So when he is, like, high school, let's rage. And then... Oh, my tolerance isn't what it was.
Well, even
damn
made
it.
Barry do a shot, too. And that I've never seen a face grimace so much.
He doesn't like anything that's fun.
Yeah.
That was also a fun thing during the trip, is how little amount of fun is Barry having.
And how little he is.
Yeah.
How little. You started with how little. You should love that.
When Rob stood up for him at the strip club, it was
we'll
very
get to
touching.
That. We'll get to that. Hold on. We'll get to this.
Okay.
So then we're all hammered, and then we decide to go get the food. So then we stumble to the hotel, and then we have time. So then we're like, all right, we each got a $25 slot voucher from the bus ride over.
Wow.
So we have to blow $25 on slots. As soon as we get to the hotel, to the casino, because now we have 45 minutes to kill until our reservation, Darren disappears. He's gone.
Where did he go?
The poker table.
I went to work.
That's right.
And then I don't know when slot machines got so complicated, but they're so ridiculously complicated now. So you had to get like a card to get your money on because they're not going to give you chips. So you get this card, and then when you have to insert this card into the machine, enter your PIN number, and like there's this whole process just before
you
can
create a username and stuff.
No, no, just depending.
They
just
do take your ID, so yeah. Then on the card your name's on there.
Yeah,
because
it says, hello, Sean.
To me, I'm yeah. It knows.
Creepy.
That's yeah. Scary. So it took us quite a while, and then we won ridiculous amounts of money.
Yay.
10 cents, 13 cents. One of us got up all the way to 40 cents.
I couldn't
cents.
Get the machine to recognize my card, so I just threw my card out.
That's
the
like,
end of that.
But they did still have the lever, which was good.
Yeah,
but you don't have
good.
To pull the lever.
Yeah, there's a button, too.
For those
that are too
late. Yeah.
If you're in a rascal and you're sitting there 400 pounds, like 80 years old, you can just hit the button.
So then we get to, then whatever, after... Oh, then the funniest thing, too, was that Barry kept getting carded because he's so short.
He was
and
so
like,
annoyed by it.
Like
it
he's
great.
12. And they wanted to put a stamp on him so that so that security guards wouldn't come over to him and keep carding him. And he's like, no.
Oh, my God. That's
we're leaving now anyway. It's fine.
No, that's demeaning. No.
I missed that. We really said that?
Yeah.
He's your age, right?
He's
like,
year old. He's like 29. Yeah.
And how short is he?
Really short.
4'7".
No, he's not 4, but he's like 5'1".
Oh, and people kept carding him?
Oh, but he totally doesn't. He looks like he's 16, you know, because he's a little man.
But it's weird because starting to get like laugh lines and stuff. Like he has like a face that's like a normal
29-year-old. He's like a 16-year-old meth addict.
Oh, he's God.
A 16-year-old that's been through a lot, but still 16-year-old.
Oh, I don't know what he's to say. Shankletown in the chat writes, Rob finger slots in public.
It's
gonna
true.
Go, it's true, I do. So then we get to Carmine's, which is this Italian restaurant, based on Darren's recommendation, which
someone
was fantastic.
Go ahead. No, let's say, someone said X-Pac is taller than Barry. X-Pac towers over Barry.
Yeah.
He's like normal height.
Professional wrestler, X-Pac. Has been professional wrestler. Anyway, so then we get there, and at this point we're like, are we ever going to see Darren again? Is this the end? Is this the
like
end of Darren? But no, you totally showed up.
Darren was making
off.
Money for the strip club.
No, I broke even at that session.
Oh,
actually,
but your
down,
intention was that
I won two enormous pots after sitting down.
What?
And
why didn't you stop?
And no, well, I got into another enormous pot that I should have won. The guy went into the tank for like 5 minutes, sitting there thinking whether to make a really stupid call, and he did, and he won. And I undid everything I had won in the first, like, whatever, 40 minutes that I was sitting there. And I was late, so I got there, like, 5 minutes late to eat, which pissed me off, but whatever.
No, but it was fine. You got there just as we were being seated.
And you made it in time to recommend the steak, which was wonderful.
We had an amazing steak. No real comedy in that. I just wanted you to know, you missed out on a ton of beef.
And pasta.
I hate it when I miss out on the beef injections.
Yeah.
So then we got so full from the Italian food, we had to go back to our room to have a little siesta.
And poop.
And sit at the poop.
I wasn't the only one. Yeah.
No, I didn't take a dump. No, I held it in for the lady.
You still haven't pooped.
Then I drank a little more. Then I drank a little more.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like really hammered at this point. I don't know about everyone else. And then we walk over to the strip club. So this strip club, Sid, why don't you hype it up for everyone?
It's called Bear Exposure. Mm-hmm. It's a BYOB strip club.
Yes.
A little liquor store around the corner.
It's actually Bear Exposures, I think, and
they
spell it wrong. Because I looked at the sign when I was walking to the bus this morning. I was like, that is incorrect.
Huh. All right. Well,
I can't believe it's BYOB.
Yeah.
It's great. Because
they're allowed to be all nude.
I don't understand
why. They're allowed to be all nude? Why? What's the rule there?
Well, the law is you can't have vaginas out when they're serving alcohol.
Yeah,
now
that's
let me
how
ask
it is
a question.
Dungeons.
Oh, I want to ask
like
a question.
30 or something?
So the genesis of that rule, to me, is you don't want rowdy people drinking booze around the vaginas being exposed, correct? So how does that...
It's just a loophole. That's it.
But,
it's not like...
To me, the spirit of the rule is if they're drunk, it doesn't matter if the place serves.
But also, there's no hard liquor, so you can't get super shit-faced. You can just get
really
mild
shit-faced if you do get shit-faced.
So it's like just them evading responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And the best thing about it is there is a bar right next door that sells cases of beer. So, I mean, you can get a six-pack, but people were bringing in 24 packs of
and
beer.
Yeah, and using it as like a chair.
Right.
Yeah.
Like while they're watching
one dude brought in a cooler full of beer. And
oh my God.
That's right.
But you tell them about the checking the cell phones. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. You have to check in your coats and your cell phones. You cannot bring your cell phone in.
Oh, so no pictures.
Yep.
No twit pics. I mean, I couldn't check my Twitter the whole time. I didn't know.
Rob,
what
were you staring at the
whole night?
I
was disconnected. I felt naked.
Wow.
Fit right in.
Yeah, that's true.
In one place.
So the strip club was your least favorite part of the night.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Easily.
He met a local girl, though.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So there was a stage. And the thing is, the one other strip club that I've ever been to was, there was like a ton of seats. I was sitting the whole night. Here, I was standing the whole night. In fact, as the night...
Were you moshing?
No moshing. As the night went on, they took seats away. They were like, no.
There's room for standing.
Yeah.
For people to come in.
So there were actually some very attractive girls there. Some beasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just something for everybody.
Because it's kind of like a shady place. And so what kind of girls would you get at a shady place?
Actually, I was surprised by...
Hard-working girls.
Like, no, how decent... Like, the amount of decent broads that were there. I was expecting there was going to be a lot of tampons.
Not that you made eye contact with any of them.
No, not at all. I just stared in the mirror at myself on the wall and just...
As usual.
There was one,
Sean has a girlfriend.
There was one that stood there talking to us for like 45 minutes, though, just hanging out. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there for most of that.
Sydney was in the back a lot.
They kept buying me lap dances. What am I supposed to do?
You were getting lap dances?
Oh, my fucking bachelor party, yeah.
My God. Are you allowed to talk about
this?
Is
this the first time you heard of a bachelor party?
No, I didn't expect that from Sid. I thought that Sid feels so uncomfortable.
I'm so asexual.
Sid was so easy. Like,
Sid is such a grandpa. I feel like he would just be really cranky about it.
Go easy.
Sid, I feel like out of all of us, I mean, granted, it was your bachelor party, you were the least easily convinced.
Well, because
or the most easily convinced, I should say.
Well, because I didn't want to say no to people throwing money at me, saying, hey, go. Like, I don't want to be the dick ruining his own bachelor party.
I got to walk that back for a second. You said he's like a grandpa?
Yeah, he's so grouchy. I feel like he wouldn't...
Oh, the grouchy people still like boobs.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like he was going to take the stripper on his knee and tell her a story or something.
Oh, my God.
That's sort of how a lap dance works, more or less.
Give her a Werther's.
There's no touching allowed, right?
No, no touching.
Well...
Did you try to have a conversation with her while you were doing it?
They tried to have conversations.
Awkward,
yeah.
It
depends.
What was
she saying?
What was she saying
to
you?
Like, where are you from? Oh, it's your bachelor party? Oh,
they all have different techniques. Sometimes it's like they
awkward.
Go in and try to engage you in convo, and sometimes there's just snatch in your face.
One was extremely – like, there was one that was just like, I felt so dirty I wanted to leave afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Why? What was hanging out of
my
her
one
vagina?
Thing is I'm not into fake breasts, so I didn't want any – from chicks with fake breasts. And then this one beast walked up with disgusting fake breasts and like a tranny face.
Oh, like the really aggro one?
Yes.
That was like, hey, you want to
and like, I'm pretty good at saying no, but she like wore me down to the point where I would just to shut
she
her up.
She really
like,
did
fine.
Not wear she was like, no, you want one. Oh, okay.
Just like whatever. And we go in there and she's doing her thing, but like her lap dance conversation was so fucking disturbing. It was basically...
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to come for me? Oh, come in my hair. It was just like really creepy sexual stuff and then awkward laughter.
Oh,
and I was just
God.
Like, oh, is it time yet? I kept like looking back for the buzzer or whatever.
You
like, could have
just fast forwarded your watch and you could have been like,
was,
hey, look, 20 minutes are up.
It was so gross.
By the way, it's 4 minutes.
Yeah. Four minutes?
It felt like a lot longer.
It's $30 for 4 minutes. $60...
10
four
10 minutes.
Whoa. Here's
that's
the best
it?
Thing.
No, you know what? 4 minutes actually feels like a lot when you have some snatch in your face.
Oh, okay.
It's an adequate amount of time.
But they take out a fucking like swipe card and they clock in.
And I guess the light goes off or something when it's time.
Where do they
stop?
Do it in their butt?
Yeah, in their butt.
Yeah.
It's built into the couch actually.
Yeah. This was a very, like, other places seat. I've been to, they just take you in a room, the girl does whatever she feels appropriate, sometimes touching, sometimes not touching. It's like, this was very structured and organized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very impressed with
how I was disappointed.
How on top of things they were, business-wise.
You liked it more willy-nilly?
Disorganized, yes. When my willy is more nilly, I enjoy it.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
The one thing, though, like some of the girls were so aggressive about trying to get you to do a lap dance.
That's how they
that
make
one punched
money.
You in the dick.
What? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Really?
What?
Just
walked
up.
No.
Sometimes,
at a strip club?
Sometimes like two of them would hit. Two of us. Oh, because there were also like pairs.
What kind of strip club were you in that they were hitting each other?
What? Hold on.
Can I get
each other?
Okay, get it out. Come on.
So, okay, there are some strippers that go in duos and like, hey, you guys want a lesbian show? Two of you, two of us. And like, and then so this Puerto Rican duo or like this Latina duo, they come up to, I forget who was the guy. I think it might have been Billy.
Oh, no, yeah, Billy.
Me and Billy. And so then I was like, No, we're cool. We're all right. Thank you. And then she's like, oh, you're no fun. And then she slaps, like backhands.
Oh,
yes. She backhands me in the dick.
Like,
I felt it.
Yeah.
There was, like, a few seconds of, like, I feel a little.
And she was, like, 8 foot tall and, like a bean pole skinny.
And she was so proud of herself. And I was like, you whore. I can't just punch you in the snatch right now. I
guess
they
will.
No, I thought it.
I'll pop your implants.
Is this the one, Darren, that hit you up at the end of the night as we were leaving where you made her say something in Spanish to prove she was Puerto Rican?
Wait, what?
You don't remember that at the right when we were leaving, this really tall, thin, like Latina chick walked up to you demanding a lap dance, and you said you got us at the wrong time. We're about to leave.
Oh yeah.
And then you looked at her
and
you're like, "I'll give you a dollar because you're Puerto Rican, right?"
She was like emaciated though. She was like 80 pounds.
Well, what happened when you asked her to prove that she was Puerto Rican, and then she started saying like,
"I didn't ask her. I asked her. I just
for a green card."
Yeah, but she like was just like, "Yo, quiero."
Yeah, she awful. I don't think she was really Puerto Rican.
She was like, "Listen, if this is what gets me a dollar, I'll be Spanish."
I think that was a jail tattoo.
Oh, man, and there was this Russian girl, too, which immediately, no thank you. But
her name was Rob's sister.
the Russian girls, by the way, looked like they were there on some kind of fucking bond, like they had to get out of jail. They were so miserable.
They had to work.
They were doing it for a green card.
Yeah, worked their way into
they
it.
Were like,
but her accent was so thick, I couldn't understand.
like they would always try to establish some small talk and then, you know, work their way into asking if you want a lap dance. I'm like, so you here from? What? What? Yeah, no, I'm not from here. Oh, where are you come?
You should talk to her in Russian. You got a free dance.
I should have been like, Нет. Нет, sure. Нет.
Do you want to dance here? And then when you go no, they're crestfallen and they just walk away. Like, they don't know how to... They don't know situationally how to
it's like Borat
bring
and
it
wing.
Down a notch.
And then this other girl, I had so many confrontations with them about strippers.
Shocking.
I feel like there's strippers everywhere in this.
Oh, there were so many. There were so many strippers.
There was 80. They said there was 80 under the roof.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that sounds about right.
80.
How many are dancing?
Were slotted on the night.
There were three at a time. But a lot of them are walking around trying to. Yeah. Yeah.
A very high percentage of the 80 were very attractive, I have to say.
So, yeah, this one other one is like just randomly comes up to me and just like grabs me and is like, so you want a lap dance? And I'm like, no, I'm all right, thank you. Oh, why don't you buy one for your friends then? And then I'm like, no, that's okay. Well, then why are you here? And then I'm like, well, it's my friend's bachelor party. Well, why don't you buy him a lap dance? He's already inside. Oh, well, then why don't you buy one for you? What are you doing just standing here? You're not supposed to just look around. She stormed off.
She turned into a school teacher.
Oh, my God.
The worst business tactic ever.
Basically, you're trying to read a magazine in a deli.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay to get in if you want to stand there and look at
this. This is not a library.
You put magazine back now, you leave.
I'm still surprised she didn't go with that gigantic.
Oh my
like,
God! I thought you were
going to
make me go with. Her.
Well, yeah, I was more.
I felt bad for her. I was considering it just out of pity. She was like Melissa McCarthy in a bustier.
There was this
but like a 7 foot tall
giant, this giant woman. She
like
wasn't
massive,
like
a massive.
She wasn't linebacker,
but she was just huge,
like big, broad shoulders, just giant woman.
Robin of
she was chubby.
I guess they have to have like every type.
Okay, I would say chubby, but she wasn't like. Like grossly overweight.
Right. Yeah. She had a pretty face. Too.
Yeah.
But the boobs were not nearly big enough for that frame.
Trying to peddle a lesbian dance with like this really emaciated, skinny little black girl.
Come
I don't know,
on,
how
let's go.
Work? And like this gigantic monster and this little toothpick woman.
She eats the little girl and regurgitates her like a fly and then eats her again.
Come on, it's a great show.
That's my kid.
So then when I was going in with the girl that I chose to rub her roast beef in my face.
Got a lap dance.
He got a 7 foot Barbie.
Oh, she was.
Lonnie picked her out for you.
No, he didn't pick her out for me. He just
Rob
grabbed
said
her.
That one.
I
was too shy
like
and
that,
Lonnie went.
No, because she was talking to another whore.
As you walked off with her, Lonnie turned to the rest of us and was like, as I grabbed her, she's like, what the fuck are you doing to me? And we all believed him, but he was kidding.
Are you sure?
You never know with him.
Oh, but then she was like, as we were walking over, she's like, oh, so where are you from? Oh, New York. Oh, I live in New York too, in Brooklyn. I was like, oh, I live in Brooklyn too. She's like, yeah, I live in Gravesend. I'm like, this is getting weird now.
I live in your building.
What was the line? The hooker is calling from the
side. I was just like, I was born around that neighborhood. She's like, oh, that she like totally was like.
There was more to that afterwards. She came back around. Were you there when she came back around? I was talking to Lonnie.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, the neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and you know, Lonnie's like, you know, there's not really much to do there. And she's like, yeah, that's right. Mostly I'm in Manhattan. But really, I'm a full-time mom, so it's fine. And then she walks off.
That, like, that,
wait a minute. My
what?
Night was just ruined.
That girl is a mom?
Full-time, apparently.
No!
I tried to
on
have
vacation,
Barbie
she.
Doll?
Yes! She was so amazing.
I tried to have her kids and Lonnie's kids have a play date.
Yeah, you know what? It explains the stretch marks on her stomach, because she had an amazing body.
What explains the ones on yours?
Did you really?
I eat a lot of fatty food!
Can we have a caller?
Oh, my God.
We're not even done, but let's take a caller. Let's take a little break.
No, we
don't have
I thought you were signaling me to have a caller. All right. No.
I wasn't doing anything.
So then other stuff that happened in the strip club, before I forget, is like some girl goes up to our friend Barry and is like, "Oh, how you doing, shorty?" And like tries to get him to get a laugh.
Probably thought he was one of the strippers' kids.
And then I'm just like, I turned to Darren. I'm like, "Did she really just call him shorty?"
Yeah, that's so mean.
And then she heard him and she was like, "Yeah, that's right. I call him shorty. Why?" And I'm like, "That's a terrible business technique. You're never gonna like, you know, he's really insecure about that. You shouldn't do that." And she's like, "Oh, well, you're just jealous that he's getting attention." And then she like grabbed my hair and she's like, "Yeah, you're just jealous. He got the attention, Harry."
She's really good with her adjectives.
Yeah,
Harry and Shorty.
This is the Don Rickles of the strip club. Yeah. Don Rickles.
Hockey puck. You want to dance, you hockey puck?
Oh my God.
What else happened at the
strip club? The only other disgusting thing that happened to me was there's one girl that roped me in for a lap dance, and as she's getting into her, she removes the panties and she's getting into her routine. I notice a little crumpled piece of toilet paper by her pussy lip.
Oh!
And then she's like, she climbs up on the chair and she's like hovering above me, and I'm like, this fucking toilet paper is going to fall to my face. I just don't, I was freaking out the whole time. I didn't want to say anything because
like,
I thought it would mortify her. And she's like grinding, but it didn't, God bless, it didn't fall off. But it was like,
I think I'm convinced it was like she cut herself shaving and just like pressed it.
Possible.
Dried and disgusting.
You know what? At least it wasn't on her butt.
Yeah, well, it was close enough.
Did you see any like duty speckles anywhere?
It was fairly white, but I mean, it's dark in there, so you can't really tell.
That's true.
I just can't believe they take everything off. Like, I really was not thinking that their actual vagina was so close to your face.
Oh my God. Full inspection.
There was contact. I had one of the girls who rubbed her vagina
on
my
fart,
took
head?
My hat off, and rubbed her vagina all around
my
head.
What do you think of that?
What
do you think of that?
It was disgusting.
Okay.
How did that make you feel?
Wait, so did she use a saran wrap?
No saran wrap. But I don't. It wasn't
like
going
club.
In my mouth, so I don't freak out about that. But.
Can we see the forehead and see if there's any pussy outlines? No, it looks good.
There was a little piece of toilet paper that stayed on my head. And then she turned around and was rubbing her butt cheeks on my fucking like. I felt like there was going to be a slug trail on my forehead. I'm so violated.
But it did end very positively because Darren did get to pitch the live cast to one of the strippers and then gave her his card.
No way.
Well, that was the one that was talking to. It was me, Lonnie, and Sean talking to this girl for like 45 minutes.
Were you telling her that you're like this famous broadcaster?
Well, no. We didn't
is there a chance she's listening right now?
I guess.
What was her name? Does anybody remember her name?
Her name is Kaylee, but that's not a real name.
Yeah. But if she's listening, now she'll know that we're talking about her.
Right. Hello, Kaylee. Kylie, whatever. Who knows?
Kaylee.
Whoever the fuck you are today.
Hello, bitch. I didn't even know that. I just went off you.
So, what was the story with that?
It seemed like she was annoyed with all the guys in the club. But that might have been a pitch, you know? Like,
but she wasn't. It seemed like the whole time she wasn't really hitting anybody up. She was just standing with whoever
she was just
talking.
She's a terrible worker.
She was friends with the security guy. And, yeah, she said she was standing over there because she's doesn't want to talk to any creepos. And somehow,
like, why are you working here?
Right. But the place doesn't
make any money.
The place, they pay the place to let them work there, and then they have to make the money back in tips and everything.
But then why is she even just a waste of her dignity?
She said it was good money. She makes good money, but.
Maybe she's just choosy.
She
was
made
she
pretty good money
choosy?
Off of just loitering with us.
She's probably the best in the house.
Oh, okay. Modern material. So she could just hit up the cute guys if she's pretty enough.
Well, we didn't know. Well, me, Lonnie, and Darren were talking to her the entire time. We didn't know that Sid and Barry were standing behind us fuming because they were,
no,
I guess, eyeballing. Yeah, he
was
like,
he?
Yeah, he was
what
like,
did he say? He didn't want to. The only lap
one that
he got
was
because I insisted.
He was the only one that was his height, and he was like, that's the one.
Oh, yeah,
you and Barry
went in for a lesbian.
Yeah, right when we showed up, a couple of girls approached us, and I was like, the only way Barry will go in is if I, like, guilt him into it and force him. And the what better way to do that than be like, see, I'll go in with you.
Maybe
he got it out of his system.
It's like riding a tandem bike.
Yeah. Weren't you worried that you would get a boner in front of him?
What?
My dick's not
a boner.
Don't come out.
No, but your pants can rise.
What kind? Are we wearing like sweatpants? Like,
and he doesn't feel like he's going to be looking at my crotch.
I feel like Sid would wear khakis or something.
I mean, he's eye level with my crotch, but he was probably avoiding eye contact with it.
I think you get boners when they get a lap dance.
Yeah. Even in your pants,
yeah,
you can get a boner.
Like, so?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not like you're not walking around pitching a tent. Like, usually,
yeah.
It's like,
not wearing tight.
We don't
walk this situation off.
Junk either, you know.
I mean, that place is full of boners, let's be honest.
And we're not 12. It's not like you get a boner and you have it for 45 minutes and you're just like, oh.
Also,
when you're 12?
Yeah.
And then someone calls on you to do a math problem on the blackboard.
Right.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh,
did that ever happen to you?
Not to me, but that's like the.
I've had visible, embarrassing boners in front of girls, though.
You have?
Right now, stand up.
No.
Where? You get better at, like, clothes management.
At the pool.
For, you know,
could that
older.
Be the name of the episode, by the way? Visible Embarrassing Boners?
Yes, Vib.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
One other thing I want to mention is you could get, like, a dance on stage, and this seems like torture to me. It seemed like the worst thing you can possibly order.
I insisted that not happen to me.
At this thing, okay, they bring out like a giant sofa, like a giant seat, like a big love seat for the guy. And then you sit in it, and then the one time I saw it, there were these two girls. They get fully naked, which is nice. And then they like jump on from behind the chair over him onto his lap, and then they start hopping up and down onto his crotch.
Like super forcefully dry humping.
Oh.
Crushing his crotch.
Oh, my God.
So if you did have a boner, that is totally gone now.
Then, at the very end of it, they drop his pants, exposing his ass to the entire crowd.
Oh.
And with him,
to get rid of all the boners.
Rip his underwear.
No.
Give him a wedgie. And then whip him with his own belt.
All while all these guys are standing around the stage.
Are you sure that you went to a strip club and not a dungeon?
No, it was a strip club.
Definitely
standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do for like people's birthdays and bachelor parties and shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't sound arousing at all.
No, it's not.
No,
it's more of like it's for the friends, like, you know, to degrade their friends in question.
Sid said before we even got there, he said, if you put me on the stage for that shit, I'm walking the right the fuck out.
Yeah, because last time we went there, like years ago, I saw that and I'm like, that will never be me.
Mm-hmm.
No one's looking at my ass in a fucking strip club. That's, no. Nobody needs that. It would be bad for business anyway.
Yeah.
You have to wipe the hairs off the stage.
Yeah, because it was like, there's gross areas of the place. And especially when like me and Lonnie were standing there having a beer and some broad comes up and tries to offer us Jello shots. And I was like, I don't want to know where these were cooked or where these were made, the Jello. Like, I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not eating Jello from the back kitchen of some fucking shitty strip club.
Probably
the
front.
Sean has standards.
Yes.
He has to go outside to get a hot dog right now.
Yeah, right. Hey, I turned down a free Miller Lite, man.
The Jello came from the slug trail on my forehead. That's actually stripper snatch remains.
Is it ecto cooler?
Yeah. Puss ectoplasm.
So is that all the strip club stories? Did we get everything out?
I think so.
Okay,
so after the strip club,
I think we went. Did we go back to the room or did we go to the casino?
Casino, I think.
So we went to the casino.
What time
was
this?
This is already late. This is already late.
1 o'clock?
No, it was back to the room.
Briefly.
It was back to the room briefly to have like a beer and drop off Billy. And then we went.
That's right.
Barry.
I thought Billy stayed in the room.
No, he came to the strip club.
Oh, okay.
And then came back and passed out, basically.
Yeah. And then.
So room, then back to casino.
Back to casino. We played a little blackjack.
I learned how to play blackjack.
Yeah, Sean's doing pretty good.
Blackjack. I don't play blackjack.
And then we said our goodbyes to Darren.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Darren went to make some money.
I went to play poker, and I wasn't staying over the night, but I wound up staying
over.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a goodbye forever. Yeah. We'll get to that later.
Did you all talk about that yet?
No, no, kind of.
I don't even know
paraphrase.
If that part's really even interesting. But.
Well,
to me it is.
Yeah, so so we were gambling. And Rob, how much did you lose?
$60.
$60. Lonnie lost what? 100.
Give or take. Sid, yeah, I 20. Lost 20.
Yep. I broke even. I got up to 100. Back right back down to my 20.
Mm-hmm.
A nice little kind
how come
woman.
No one paid for Sid though, since it was his bachelor party.
They paid for plenty.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't really.
You
playing
didn't give him spending
much
money.
Blackjack. No, come on.
Spending.
We bought everything else.
What happened?
That one, that one $20 bill was
that's
the one thing.
That's pretty much it. Like the only
and the
thing
voucher.
Paid for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we
and then we went back to the room and we were watching infomercials.
Yep.
And we watched some amazing infomercials.
What? Was Cryptopsy playing in the background?
No, no.
I got to interrupt you for a sec. Sorry. Pizza Destroyer's deviated speetum, not septum, says, when did Lonnie jerk off in bed next to Sid?
Oh,
thankfully, we did not.
They were
so.
In different rooms.
I made sure that wasn't going to be an issue.
Also, since we're adults now, everyone had their own bed.
Whoa, big boys.
Crazy. Yeah.
But me and Rob pushed ours together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck
spooning
that shit.
Optimal spooning yeah. conditions.
Yes.
Wait, so you all of you stayed in the same room and Sid stayed
no.
separate?
No, no, no.
No.
There are
yeah, three
six
rooms,
people,
two
people
in
the
room.
Oh, two people in each room. So who was with Sid?
Barry.
Okay.
Okay, so then, so the one infomercial that we were watching that was amazing. Was
the best
was a,
infomercial.
Like erotic, what was it? Erotic.
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 That
something.
Was better than the Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, this yeah. This guy,
oh,
it got, after
wait.
You guys left, it got
yeah,
way
the
more.
The Brazilian
what?
Butt lift
yeah.
was all right. The Brazilian butt lift
was like
is
erotic
just,
source or something like that.
Yeah, but for, okay,
erotic
the Brazilian,
shop.
Yeah,
erotic
yeah
shop.
I think
yeah.
that was it. Okay, so the Brazilian butt lift was just this, like, squat. Exercise,
dance exercise to make your butt higher, or like,
it's like six
tight.
DVD package to get your butt lifted.
Try some Brazilian dude.
Yes,
that was whatever. But then the sex toys was amazing. There were so many great toys. First of all, they're just showing
how many did you order?
But it's Rob? Two like middle American Stepford wives
yeah.
that are just like really you know like very you know
like Home Shopping Network delivery
yeah.
basically.
Simple, pretty women, you know, typical TV, you know. Schleppers, you know, whatever. And so they're sitting there, and like it started off really tame, just, you know, they're using like, you know, words like vibe or kind of like, you know, just kind of to get away from dildo or vibrator. And then it just started going so triple X. It was
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
really?
She started, like,
I guess
after you guys left, they start pulling out hollow dildos for
yes.
guys that have erectile dysfunction
yes.
and still fuck their bras.
Wow.
And, like,
a hollow dildo. Basically, you put a dildo on your dick to
yeah.
please your woman.
Or a hollow strap on, I mean.
Hollow
strap
on, sorry.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Or if you, or if you're too small to please a woman,
followed by.
Yeah, it's like
a good idea.
Yeah.
For the woman, yes, but
yeah.
that's
yeah.
how demoralizing.
But it's emasculating for the man.
Yeah. Some guys really want to please their women.
Yes.
So they would
okay.
do that for them.
But the item immediately after that was tightening cream, which I thought
oh,
was
yeah,
very
no,
telling.
Not only tightening cream,
which
for vaginas,
vaginal tightening cream.
You just put a little lemon juice. What? I mean, tightening cream. You spent $19.95 on tightening cream.
No, yeah. There was a whole acid. Array. There was like a thing for each night. There was like a tightening cream
acid.
For your pussy. There was like fucking like a swollen cream for dicks. There was like each thing was just like to make.
What was there for buttholes?
Bleach. Straight Clorox bleach.
Did they have any vaginal lip toilet paper removal?
It was one of those things where you know, you squeeze a clamp and a
yes,
dinosaur so head just kind of.
No, it was fun.
Yes.
Then they had like the what I thought was just going to be like an anal beads thing, but no, it was shaped like a
oh,
U.
Oh, that was while we were still
yeah,
there.
You
a
guys
U?
Were still there. It was
this.
A U, so it was like balls, and then the cord
people.
Came out the middle. No, no, no,
for
the vag and the ane. And then you put in like
just
a U.
Say the full word, man. It's not that
it was
much
for
longer.
The vagina and the ass.
For the puss.
And so you just slip the anal beads in one end and the vaginal beads in the other, and it does all this kind
balls.
Of you know, business going on. And
can we get them to sponsor the show?
Maybe.
I kind of want these, yeah, these
live
read. Commercials for us.
Yeah. Will you be the product tester on air?
Balls.
Not on the air.
Well, then no. I talked to them before. That's what
all right. Maybe Sean will do it.
Hey.
Maybe he's doing it right now.
Yeah,
Monica, you put up something on Facebook about a live read from your show that had to do with balls.
Oh, yeah.
What was that again?
Frank DeCaro how to do a live read for Fresh Balls.
What is Fresh Balls?
It's like an anti-chafing powder or something.
Ball bond or something.
Yeah,
it's
ball
bond. But it's like so ridiculous because it starts off, it's like balls, nuts, testicles.
Yeah.
The jewels, we all have them. So keep them fresh this winter. Fresh balls.
But like Frank DeCaro, so and he's really funny, I think, but he's just very, very effeminate.
Well,
and then I tried
he
picturing
knows balls?
Him reading that, you know, like it sounded like they tailor-made it for like a jock announcer to read it, like Opie and Anthony or some shit like
well,
that.
Well, let's have Rob read it because that would probably be a good approximation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Did my death stare come across?
You glared at him.
On the air.
Unbelievable.
I believe I saw daggers fly out.
Business.
Has a lot of mojo in his body now. So you're
mean?
Being so saucy and like.
Are you, yeah, you're
sharp.
He has some mojo left on his forehead over from last
night.
Hey, Sid, there's some toilet paper hanging off your beard.
That's not what that is. What?
I've just been handed some boy butter.
What?
Boy butter?
You'll never know it isn't boy butter. Oh, I get it. Oh, okay. So what does this do exactly?
Is that fake jizz?
No, it's like lubricant cream.
Yeah. I'll read this like a live read. Hey, everybody, boy butter. You'll never know it isn't boy butter. That's the name of it. You'll never know it isn't boy butter.
Because they can't say you can't believe it.
It's the first water-based cream cream form personal. Look, I suck at radio ads. Look at this. A standard water-based gel lubricant with added vitamin E, shea butter, and natural oils that do not degrade latex or cause internal irritation for men or women.
So it's marketed to gay men, but he gave me that packet, and I was like, well, a little extra lube never hurts.
Yeah.
You always have to carry that around.
Yeah.
Part of the emergency kit. Fat and a knife.
Good thing I got my butter for boys.
In case this goes good or goes bad. Yeah, exactly.
So the only other thing I wanted to mention before we get to our music break about this trip, unless anyone else wants to talk about anything.
Gay! That had to go in there for the boy.
Sean ducked out early in the morning because he wanted to get back early. Mm-hmm. And I texted him since we shared a room asking.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, dude, was I snoring last night? Because I was genuinely curious because I felt like I slept like 7-year-old baby.
I got literally about 45 minutes of sleep just laying there on the bed staring at the ceiling.
Why you don't kill baby Robba?
But it's my own fault because I know when I stay at the hotel with Rob, I need to bring the earplugs. And I totally forgot them. And so I'm laying there and Rob's snoring like a banshee and his fucking then but also violently flipping from side to side every so often. And
he's like a freight train.
Yeah. And then every so often like what? And then just like out of nothing. And then complete silence. Like the snoring would stop. It's almost like it would ebb and flow, like I knew it was coming. It was just like snoring would go down. And it was a good, like, 2 minutes. And then a good 2 minutes, and then the snoring would just ramp back up again. It was like, so I knew that there was this, like, pit and valley to it.
You're just going to lay there and listen to that?
Yeah, I lay there and just take
it. And you didn't record it somehow?
I should have.
Baby needs his beauty rest.
Yes. And I get up, and I get totally ready to leave. And then Rob's still, like, totally knocked out. And then I go outside for, like, just have a quick cigarette before I get my bag and shit and have to walk all the way to the bus. And I come back in, and Rob's in the bathroom, and it's locked. So I'm now talking to Rob through the bathroom door, and there's no response coming back until Rob says, I can't hear what you're saying, but all right.
Well,
that's the thing. Like,
and then I heard poop hit water.
I was the vent for the toilet is right in my ear.
Right.
So and your voice is so low that I just heard like bass reverberation. Like, that's literally what I heard.
I'll see you later.
That's what I heard. Like, all right, I guess I'll see you later.
But I definitely heard poop hit water. It's awesome. I felt a lot closer to Rob.
I could have opened the door. I mean, I'm not ashamed of
that. My bass then yelled, I'm out of here, I'll see you tonight. And then I ducked out.
From all the times that I've traveled with Rob and we had to share a room, like when we went to all those metal fests, between him and Frank...
Oh,
the
Frank
snoring, snoring competitions
no.
they would have in the middle of the night.
Oh,
that I learned my lesson. The first thing that I pack are my earplugs.
Yeah. I had them. They're sitting on my kitchen table, and I totally just spaced when I ran.
I feel so bad. I mean, like, I want to apologize, but there's nothing I can do about it.
That's what I mean. No, it was my mistake because I knew. It wasn't like I was going into it, and I was like, oh, shit, what?
Yeah.
And I knew that was going to happen.
And Rob is, like, such a, like, sleepyhead because when we were on the cruise, he would go to sleep with, like, just his boxers, and then he would forget where he is in the morning, and he would just, like, throw the blanket over himself and just walk around. He's, like, butt naked.
Really?
Whoa,
I was
get out of here.
Butt naked. I had boxers on.
Okay, he had boxers on.
What's the difference between if I had boxers on or gym shorts?
Gym shorts don't have to
longer.
Pee hole.
Huh?
Yeah.
So it's the legs. The pee hole was buttoned.
Longer.
How many
out?
Times
you
have I seen you with your zipper
button?
Open?
That's my zipper. That's not my boxer button.
You could forget.
Mm. Well,
but is that really the worst
wait,
thing?
Your boxers have multiple buttons.
Well, I have multiple boxers.
Oh,
they all have buttons. Not all.
I've never
of
seen that.
I have like maybe one pair out of 30.
No,
that's
two.
A good pair.
I don't even own boxers.
Yeah, I'm a boxer.
Do you wear tighty whities?
I'm a boxer
boxer
briefs guy.
The one that
boxer
Dykes
briefs
wear.
Those are boxer briefs.
No. I do wear trunks. Boxer briefs goes farther down the thigh.
What are trunks?
It's like,
like
if you took boxer briefs and then
show us
sliced off.
Take it out.
Just Google it. You know, like if you had boxer briefs and then you sliced
Sean's
off.
Sean
actually
like
has
inches.
A bookmark.
Yeah.
So just go to that page.
Yeah, Google Sean's on
Yeah, no. Yeah, I like those too. I just don't like briefs.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
Rob, you've seen me in underwear before.
Oh, what
we've
that
stayed
right
in plenty of hotels.
Yeah,
together.
I mean, I don't get what the big deal is. We're all adults here.
But no, I mean, then why do you ask what trunks are? Like, you have a different thing.
So appropriate.
But I am also shocked at how fast Rob can fall asleep too. That guy's out like a fucking.
No,
and he sleeps
well,
a lot.
Just but also just. That was also just because I was exhausted yesterday.
You did like you smoked another bowl right before bed.
Yeah,
power napping all over the world.
Washing my hands and shit before bed, and suddenly I look in the mirror. And there's this huge puff comes out of the bed. And like, again, man, like it's like sleeping in like just a stale head shop. You know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Walking into your hotel room last night, like a wave of hot smoke.
It's like walking into Haight Ashbury in 1968.
There was very, very poor ventilation in that hotel, I feel. Good times, everyone.
Yeah, the length of a cigarette when I went outside to come back in to go back to bed, and fucking Rob was already snoring. Like, it was like from him exhaling that giant puff of smoke to me having a smoke, come back in.
Well, I was already passing out before everyone left our room, so I was ready to go.
It's really scary, though, how you pass out right away. Like, I've seen, like, when we've slept in the same room, you just head hit the pillow, and then...
I don't know. I feel like that's only if I'm partying. Otherwise, it does.
Better you're not partying.
It does take me a little bit to go to sleep because I feel like a lot of times Frank will fall asleep before me.
Really?
It's not a competition.
And I feel everybody's pain because I hear Frank and I'm like, wow,
that guy.
This is what I want.
But then, so I leave early in the morning and I go to head to the bus and I'm sitting there and I'm talking on the phone to Vanessa and into the bus depot walks Darren, who should have gotten on a bus. Like 4 hours earlier.
Oh, yeah, Darren. So what happened to Darren?
No, I got – well, the point – the plan was for me to leave around 4:30, and I had to go to an umpiring gig, which is very boring. No one cares about. But I got to about 4 o'clock, and I said, there's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to – I mean, I'm wrecked at this point.
Yeah.
So I called my boss. I left him a voicemail. And I said, I can't do it. I can't make it. I'm sick or whatever. I made an excuse. And like
hopefully
2 seconds later, he was actually up at like 4 in the morning setting everything up. And he's like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh
my God, you're going to give me a heart attack. I got to find somebody now. You're out of your mind. What the fuck? Are you telling me this at this point? And I hung up, whatever. He hung up on me. And then he calls me back. And I said, all right, I guess I got to go. I started walking to the bus and I got to do it. You know, I have no choice. And then he called me back and said, you know, it's okay. I found someone. But he's still pissed off at me. He wanted to kill me. So I went back to play. I was like, I kind of lost my bearing. I started playing like shit. Like I dropped like 2 buy-ins and I was down about $400. And then like I eventually grinded it back. Like I was on such a heater. Like I got back to even and then I was doing so well that I didn't leave at the right time for my next bus, which was like 8:30.
Oh my god!
And but I did. I left like 8:05, which I said that should be enough time. I had to take the stupid jitney down and go to Trump Plaza and get on the bus there. I got there like about a second and a half late for that bus. And I'm like, what? I said, just radio them. They're like down the block. I still see the bus. I'm
I'll
like,
run
no,
after.
We can't. So I had to wait another 2 hours.
Oh, no. So did you acknowledge Sean when he
I didn't
you?
See him at all. I was in such a anger. And
you didn't
and,
sleep the whole night, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was in such a daze that I did. He goes, hey, man, hey. And I'm like,
that's exactly what I did.
And I'm like, what?
I was like, oh, hey,
that
guy. I thought I stepped
again?
On a hobo or something. Yeah.
You weren't
what?
Expecting to see him. You're like, hey.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting in one, like, you know, like, it was like death row for like crackheads just sitting in this like bus thing full of like seats. And then in walks like a familiar face.
I shuffled in like the baton death march. So for that 2 hours, I just, you know, when I ate, I went to Caesars and ate breakfast and fucking.
What'd you have?
Eggs and bacon, crap, you know,
should've
normal
shit.
Should
have went by where our hotel was, to the country kitchen.
Was it good?
I saw you were at the country kitchen today on Foursquare, and you said you were hungover.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wait a second.
Stalking
no,
I
swear it's not there. But isn't it, like, it was, every time I've ever gone there, it's enormously packed with people.
We didn't have to wait or anything.
No. Oh, good.
We had a waiter named Pavel.
He did have a VIP pass, because he was a bachelor.
Because I eat there every time I go to Atlantic City for some reason.
Did you say Pablo?
Pavel.
No, Pavel.
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 Yeah.
Pavel Bure.
Wow.
It was the Russian rocket of the country kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Were there any very, very curly hairs in your food?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, good. No toilet paper on the vaginal lip?
That just came from Sid, though. That wasn't from the food.
Honestly, though, I should have just been grateful that the stripper actually wipes.
There you
like,
go.
It's proof. Only, you know.
Unless it was from like a, it was a.
It came off of some other dude.
No, it was a gauze.
Or it was already on the toilet seat when she sat down.
Gender reassignment surgery. It was the last stitch.
Pro tip: don't go to any restaurant where they know you come a lot and the guy's name is Pavel, because then that's how like, you know, Russian things wind up in your food. They don't
Russian
like,
things.
That fucking guy's here again. That's best.
But how would they know Sid comes a lot?
He said, I don't know. He said he comes there a lot.
What are we talking about? Yeah, I'm lost.
Plug trail.
I was on a totally different page with that one.
All right. Let's get to a music break. We'll be back in a little bit.
This is all selected by Monica, right?
Yes.
I highly recommend it.
Here's Monica's playlist.
Recommend it?
Coheed and Cambria is the first song.
Starting out with some old school.
What was that guy? What's the name of that guy, that video that you showed me? Oh, Ali Mears. Yeah, that's what we're going to play.
Who? No, we're going to play some Lamb of God. We'll see you guys in a few.
Thank you, Monica, for this Lamb of God. It's awesome.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it.
this track featuring my boy Shlomo, you know what I mean? But you say you want to fuck Hogan in the ass. That's gay.
I know.
Your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now, here's the show.
Whoa, a little robotic Sandusky situation with Chuck Landington. I just like seeing Sandusky. I don't even care that... Well, I kind of care that he's all... Well, whatever. Anyway.
Jealous?
Very. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Worship. Worship.
During the break, we remembered one story that we wanted to discuss about from AC, and that was while we were going to the Tropicana, this pair of hookers were walking our way.
Well, I feel like I saw them in the distance.
We're and trying to decide them, if they were hookers or not.
Yeah, and then like one of them kind of like tripped a little, and we were like, "Oh,
so she like veered left almost into a fucking streetlight."
Yes, she was like, and I'm like, "Whoa, this chick's fucking wasted." Anytime I thought that, the closer we got to them, I'm like, "Oh, of course she's wasted. She's a fucking hooker."
Yeah.
So then we pass these, and of course they're like, "Hey, boys,
what you doing?" One of them looked like sort of like she might be attractive. She lost about 80 pounds. And the other one was a straight-up man.
She was a refrigerator. She was shaped like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you doing?
Melting, like Pizza the Hut.
Like, yeah. Did you ever see that HBO show about the Atlantic City prostitutes and there's like this pimp narrator?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So were they like, did they dress like that or they were just in lingerie? And
those
no.
two weren't. No. But they're always, they're all over though. Those girls are all over. Even though
you're
walking
around in thongs and heels.
There was some we even saw later on the night when we got our snacks.
Oh my!
We're just like in jeans and like a leather jacket.
The funny, the further you get away, the grosser the whores are, because they were dirty.
Yeah.
They were dirty looking.
Emaciated, meth mouth.
Total meth mouth.
Yeah, you were on the. You're on the much cleaner side. Like, if you go to where the Taj Mahal is, that's where all the disgusting, like, nasty ones are.
Yeah.
The D-grade.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're walking by these girls. Like, hey, where are you from? And then Sean's like, yeah, New York. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Why are you here? Oh, it's this guy's bachelor party.
And I just, like, speed up. I just keep walking.
No one else turns around.
Much Sid's biggest nightmare.
They're like, where are you going? Or like, they're like, what are you doing or some shit? And like, we're going to the casino or some shit. Like, or can we come with this whole big conversation? There's like, no.
And you're engaging them.
Yeah, Sean was totally engaged. Yeah. Like, yeah, you guys ought to come.
Well, Lonnie claims that I guess I believe him. He turns when they started like talking to us. He turns to me and goes, Sean, and then he like kind of like gives me a nod. So I thought that was like a signal, like. Do my job and like interact with these people.
That was
basically Sean
shut the fuck up. Apparently, that was a signal to give me a cigarette.
Where are we supposed to read engage the hookers in conversation in that at all?
I heard do the dirty work, embarrass Sid. That's what I got from this Sean now.
You just heard basically exactly what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, man dressed as a woman with your face melting off. How's it going? How are you? Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I will be meeting with you.
Thanks. I can't wait.
And then I had to engage every prostitute that we passed for the rest of the night.
This thong's itching me right
now. Yeah, it's okay.
What?
Monica's in another room.
Sorry.
You work at the radio?
I thought somebody put it on for me.
The radio.
She works at the radio.
Anyway, never mind.
No, I wasn't supposed to. I just felt like a need to
engage.
Bully. You know, no, I wasn't a bully. I was actually really nice to all the prostitutes.
Oh.
Like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
He's just very friendly.
He just wanted a discount on the beach.
Right, true.
The beer.
Oh, but that blonde meth mouth one that was in the fucking snack store when that was horrendous. Like, she paid for a Mentos and a fast break candy bar with nickels and pennies. And she literally had to count everything out. And the guy's yelling at her because she kept forgetting how much each one was. And she was like, just shuffling these pennies around. He's like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Just give me these all these change. And then kicked her back out on the street.
Did she pull the pennies out of her built-in change purse?
I don't even want to fathom what that is.
She queefed them out one at a time.
She just kind of shook her hips a little bit, and then they all just rained down on the ground.
That 37 cents you got changed from your carton of cigarettes. That came from her snatcher.
Oh, no. I'm glad I bought those from the 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God. No, I got to burn all the change I got.
Hey, I paid with the card.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if there's a study of, like, what percentage of singles in Atlantic City have been in some girl snatch.
Yeah, right. Probably.
They were getting rid of all of my singles. Thank God I gave all the change in my pocket this morning to the one-armed man that was panhandling on the bus line.
But
I'm not even kidding.
He fingered that broad, too. No, you know, when I was putting singles in their G-strings, I was going on the side, like, just putting it in the The other guys were, like, going into the fucking valley of pussy.
Well, they open up the front of the panties. That's what they were going for, which is
but
weird.
I don't
like,
want it to, like, my hand.
Yeah, and why would they want it? The whole thing was weird.
They don't care.
How many of the girls were able to pick up the money with their vaginas?
I didn't see that happen.
No, some breast suction, though, to put clamp it with their breasts.
Yeah, this wasn't
breast clamping.
We didn't clarify that it was, even though vaginas were shown. Vaginas weren't shown during the public dances on the bar.
Yeah,
like that was just topless.
Oh, well, it depends where.
Well,
you're
standing. I mean, well,
they kept the panties on open a little bit.
Yeah, someone gave them a dollar. They like kind of pull down the front of their underwear for you to stick it in.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like they took everything off. And
Sean,
just, like,
you didn't do that, right? You didn't stick any dollars in panties.
No.
Yeah.
But
Sean likes to hang on to his money.
Yeah. Did you see the size of my nose? Are you kidding me?
He wants them to get it out of his pocket.
Yeah.
But so there was no throwing the dollar onto the floor and then squatting down and picking it up like a traditional full nude strip club. But, just saying. There was no just sticky bills stuck to snatters in there.
So what was the first part of the story again?
Just Sean embarrassing everyone
by prostitutes.
Asking for some beige.
I didn't ask for beige. I was trying
to. He didn't have
to
ask.
Sid beige.
Did he? Yeah, no. Did you get him one?
I tried. I tried. I really did try.
No, you. When did you? What are you talking about? You tried. Where did you try?
No one would take him up on his offer.
Yeah.
They saw you and they're like, "Are you kidding me?"
When we were leaving the strip club, I was yelling, "Where do we get hookers around here?" And then the doorman just said, "Just look down the street."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anywhere.
What kind of place is that?
Yes.
It's Atlantic City.
Yeah.
It's a fun place, and it's also the worst place in the world.
It's very much the worst.
Depends
place.
How drunk you are.
I don't know if I want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there.
During the day, definitely, like you definitely see how shitty it is way more than at night.
Yeah. It looked like Jersey took a dump on Vegas. Like that's exactly.
Yeah, you know what though?
Nicer than I expected. I expected it to be way dumpier.
It's better than it used to be.
I thought it was gonna be a lot better. You know, like
no.
I thought they would have cleaned it up. Like you know, they cleaned up.
That
know,
isn't.
Yeah,
you
that
don't even know.
Yeah, there's really no reason to ever go there except to gamble. I feel. Mm-hmm. It's just so disgusting. Other than the casinos, it's just terrible. And I would never go there. The reason I go there is because there's no casinos around here. The closest other one is the same distance upstate, or like Connecticut or upstate
Connecticut,
New York.
Connecticut, yeah.
There's no and the Jersey Congress people lobby so that they won't open, like they have all these under the table deals so that they won't open casinos in New York because they know if there was anything within an hour of here, they would never fucking go to Atlantic City.
But the thing that Atlantic City does have. Is a gigantic Crocs store.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Darren, how many pairs of Crocs did you pick up?
I didn't go. I saw it on my way out last time. Last time I went to Atlantic City, I saw it when the bus was pulling out. I saw this gleaming Crocs store.
You're so excited.
It always
was like an aura around.
Yeah.
When Darren has his bachelor party, it'll be at the Crocs store.
It was between like a Perry Ellis and a Coach.
Yes, it was right. It was a Crocs store and then a Perry Ellis store. Like,
I saw the Crocs. I said, next time I come, I have to go there. And then I got excited because we saw it pulling in on the way in.
It's on Darren's bucket list.
This is us pulling in.
I can only imagine.
Wow.
We're here. They have yellow ones.
We've searched near and wide.
No, I just picture it's like it's just a giant wall, this huge rainbow array of crocs, like everything from burnt sienna to marigold.
But I also imagine like all the croc offshoots, like a croc
t-shirts
lab.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Like
croc moon boots and
croc
shit.
Boots. Yeah, like
yeah, like have, like, limited edition
boots.
Ones.
Some of that stuff exists.
Do
they? Zebra print
croc.
Amy has croc Mary jeans.
Creels.
Really? Yeah.
They probably just have like croc coffee mugs and shit too, like you know,
just
like
all sorts of merchandise.
Croc waiters
made
like
out of the same
fishing.
Plastic
yeah.
as the crocs,
yeah. just a cup.
Croc strap on dildos for men with little penises.
That's who the croc after dark.
It's still got the holes in it all around, like the croc shoes.
So it can breathe.
Doesn't serve any birth control function.
I like it.
Croc.
So the night before that. I went to a bar with a bunch of people that I know, friends perhaps you could say. Noah was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore the shirt that I won in a Twitter giveaway.
Really?
And the shirt, it was a bright yellow shirt.
I have one too.
With a comical font, not Comic Sans, that said, my mouth would look better with your dick in it.
Isn't it your mouth?
Oh, wait, no! Sorry.
I will never listen. Why did you say that?
Do it.
I'm so
I did it.
Swift.
One more time. Keep going. Don't take the hand off the button.
I feel like that needs to just be loose for 30 seconds.
The gay side.
All over my penis and face.
Yes.
Oh,
tons
my God.
Of gay sex. Tons of gay sex. And rape.
No, no, the shirt actually said your mouth would look better with my
all
dick.
Over my penis and face.
Wow.
If that's not a drop next week, Darren.
Oh, no. I will not.
I'm all over.
I'm going to edit the archive of this
you
show.
You said it so slowly, too. Like, you really he was,
I didn't even realize
really
it.
Meant
I saw
it.
The
like,
wheels
like, turning of how he wanted to phrase this.
Messed it all up.
It was heart.
I have never. I have never smoking.
Fucking dick, is that what you're gonna say?
All right.
My face hurts. My face hurts from because the dog doesn't know what to do.
Come on, guys.
All right, it's time for a music break.
Maybe that could be our next song parody contest.
Time for a penis break.
Time for a cock in my mouth break. I mean, what? What am I saying? What is going on?
We just had a music
what?
Break.
Why did you put in that marijuana?
We've made a breakthrough.
Yes. Balls.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That's what was in the marijuana.
Oh, all right,
so,
okay.
I guess.
So what were you trying to get to?
Yeah, and then sure. when Noah read it, she was like, "No, no, you will not have this," and she zippered my hoodie up. She was like, "No."
Why are you so opposed? Why? Usually like dirty.
How is he supposed to get a girl wearing that kind of shirt?
That was the agenda of the night.
Yes. That sounds like a Jeopardy agreement.
And I was half joking, anyways. I was acting.
Hmm. Oh, well, you were very convincing.
Yeah, but you actually zipped it up.
But it was funny. It was funny.
It was
though,
for the sake of the joke.
The thing, though, is that a lot of the girls had a very similar reaction. And then it became just the sort of thing where, I mean, I'm used to that kind of reaction from girls. I'll say the joke. Sid, you don't have to. You don't have
hey,
to.
Hey, hey, go easy on Sid.
Thank you.
By the end of the night, like, people would tell girls, like, you have to go see Rob's shirt. Go. And then, like, a girl would be like, hey, my friend Keller said I should see your shirt. Okay. And then, like, I opened it up, and then there it was.
Were you doing it sexy?
Of course.
What you should have done is take the shirt off and then just have the hoodie and nothing underneath. So
or just keep the shirt
it
off.
Ain't no shirt. This is
about
the
titties.
Coat. Or just wrote it on your chest and walk around the shirt.
I've been working out. I have pecs now. I don't have titties.
See
no.
Prove it.
No.
Rob is not that kind of lady.
Yeah.
Rob lost about 20 pounds.
You got to pay me $30.
Yeah.
$60 for 10 minutes. But anyway.
Rob, show him the toilet paper on your vaginal lip.
So that was fun.
We have a caller.
Oh.
That's my kid.
What is he saying? I can't even make
that's
that
my titties, baby.
Okay.
You don't remember that was from the tranny club?
Yeah, the
Thor.
Oh,
my God.
That's my titties, baby.
That's my titties, baby.
We need to
what
do
was
one
that in response to. What did
I was that was the one I did, and I was talking to the tranny, and I said, "Those are real nice breasts. Are those natural breasts?" Obviously joking because it was a man with fake tits, and he goes, "Yes, that's my titties, baby." We should do like a 10-minute segment one day explaining every single soundbite that we have for newer.
Just like a bibliography,
a glossary.
But it'll be funny too. It won't be like tedious of explaining. I mean, they're all funny.
Yeah.
That's my kid, isn't it?
So we have a caller.
All right. Put him on the air. Who do we have, Noah?
519.
What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Jake, and I'm from Canada.
Hello, Jake. Canada.
I'm just, you know, I'm really stoned right now, and I have an idea, but I'm going to forget it in like 2 seconds, and I got to tell you guys this. Okay?
So you want to document it. Okay, got it. What is your idea? Okay.
You guys have got to make a bong out of the Nerf material, right?
Uh-huh.
You know Nerf?
Yes.
Oh, we know Nerf.
Yeah, you know Nerf. Yeah. The Nerf stuff, you guys have got to make that.
That's
why would we do that?
Yeah,
like, what would be the benefit?
What wouldn't be the benefit? You'd have a bong made out of Nerf. That's awesome.
Like catch fire when you light it, though, anyway?
No, wouldn't the Nerf just soak up? Like the smoke and the water and shit.
Well, you couldn't actually have. You'd have to coat it with the Nerf.
So what is the benefit of it having the Nerf?
Well, Nerf.
Up it.
Well, Nerf. You can throw it around. Well, I guess you can throw it around really because it has water in it.
So it's
not really that great of an idea, actually.
I'm glad you really thought about this before calling into our show.
But croc material on the other.
What do you guys care? You have like 20 people listening to this.
What's that?
What?
Oh, you heard the fail flag.
Okay.
No, we didn't mean to upset
it's
you.
It's okay. You're still a wonderful person. You don't have to worry. It's
take
cool.
It easy on Jay.
Yeah, come on, guys.
See this man crumbling.
I'm from Canada. I'm sensitive.
How much did you smoke?
Come on, guys.
Thank you, me.
I'm taking Watts right now.
You're taking what?
You guys know Watts are?
No.
You guys don't know Watts are? Oh, it's really popular in Canada. It's like
nobody cares.
Sorry, to explain. You guys are just going to need to look it up, really.
Like Nickelback.
You can't explain it?
Just explain it.
Oh, yeah, I sent in that song, too, that Funny Games song, the one with the screaming and the...
You have extreme ADD, dude. You got to stick on one thing, all right? You're a nice guy.
Just tell us what a watt is.
Oh, is that vaporizing? What? Is that what you mean?
No, it's totally different. It's like, you use the gravity of the water falling, you know?
Oh, a gravity bong.
Florida.
How is it different from a gravity bong?
Because he calls it something else.
Yeah, because I call it something else.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Cool. Well, thanks for your stoned contribution.
Shout-outs, requests, or dedications?
So you guys aren't actually going to make this? I thought if I called in, you guys would make this.
We don't make anything.
We're not like Mythbusters.
Yeah.
You made that one song about like Michael Jack. No.
That's
in Europe.
Oh, that's not a product.
Wait, which
song?
That's a product.
What?
Wait, are you talking about the song or the bong? What are we talking about?
Oh, either way, just make it. Yeah.
I love this guy. He's like the Canadian pizza destroyer. Can we think of it? What's like the Canadian pizza? What can we call you?
The Canadian pizza has got the bacon, the mushroom.
No, but not.
I think it's fried
gravy.
Do we
just call him Canadian pizza destroyer?
Let's call him Molson destroyer.
Okay. What's like a Canadian food product that like is synonymous with Canada? Poutine?
It always says Canada in front of it if it's Canadian food product, like Canadian cheese or like Canadian bacon.
Why does everything
have Canadian bacon?
Why does everything have to be prefixed with Canadian? Why can't it just be?
I don't know. My name on the site is
Vegemite.
That's like what is Europe?
Australia.
I think maple syrup destroyer works.
Okay,
I like
maple syrup destroyer.
Crave your name.
We make this. Right. We don't destroy it.
Canadian bacon.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
We're trying to...
Oh, my God. Grow up.
Who are you talking
to?
Oh,
who did you say that to?
No,
I'm saying random things.
I think
Lou
he said
Reed.
It to himself. He's trying to pick himself up.
Worship. Worship.
Worship.
Okay,
I am the table.
The what?
Worship.
Never stop playing that. Just never stop it.
Yeah, what do they call Canadian table? Canadian table?
Canadian cable?
Cable.
In Canada, table is pronounced cable.
Oh, it's
yeah,
soft
yeah,
tea.
We actually call it metal injection. We call it steel injection in Canada.
Oh,
metal just sounds a little harsh.
Canada automatically translates the page to be steel injection, right? We should really...
That's not so hot, Rob.
Get that URL. That's how we say URL in America.
URL?
Ural.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rob. Was
okay, I gotta go, you guys.
Nickname in high school?
I don't know what that means.
No.
Is steel injected into him? I don't know.
I broke my arm, Noah. There was no other way to fix it. How could you use this against me? You know how sensitive I am about my steel plate in my arm. Why would you bring up this?
Rob
is
a robot.
I am a robot. What's that?
Is there still a steel plate in your arm?
No, I don't really have a steel plate.
I think it was veal injection,
not
steel injection.
You had some metal in it, didn't you? Like a rod or something?
No.
That wasn't his butt.
It was a guy named Rod.
A couple rods inside.
Come on, Dad. You totally set Noah up for that one.
Gay!
I feel like that's soundbite of the year.
Yeah. Oh, the kids want to vote on it.
Okay, I'll see you guys later. I got to go.
No.
No, you can't.
Yes. I'm
just going to call you back.
Well, that's how you make all your money. You just get people calling in and the
we
long
make,
distance.
We don't
what
make
what a 900 number?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Call now.
You got to deal with it.
Yes, wait till you check your phone bill, man.
Wait, let me ask you a question. How many Canadas do you live in?
Oh, that's a bad one.
That question is three interestings. Three. I live in three Canadas. What does that mean? Yeah. What are you?
Super loud goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ow!
That was funny.
Was he?
What had his moments.
One thing we should talk about is Dave Mustaine is Jesus now.
He is Jesus?
Like, yeah.
He thinks he's Jesus.
He thinks he's Jesus.
I have to make a follow-up about your journalism here because I disagree with something you said.
Uh-oh. Well, first,
I'll read what you wrote first. If there's one person who we absolutely love to talk about on Metal Injection, it has to be Dave Mustaine. Heck, there's always enough Mustaine info where I think we can create a whole spinoff website dedicated to him, Mustaine Injection. Last week, we learned that Mustaine is part Jewish. He's not part Jewish. He's Jewish. His mother's Jewish. Doesn't that just make him a Jew?
Yeah, if you come out of a Jewish vagina,
well,
you're...
Sure.
But
he doesn't identify as Jewish.
It doesn't matter. If he converted or anything, I mean, it's not like something in the blood that makes you Jewish and that's what you are. That's something that somebody made up, you know?
Right, but according to Jews, he's Jewish.
Right.
I don't think we need him.
Christians could keep him. Just want to point that out.
Hey, I don't want him, man.
No, he's yours. You got him on two levels. You got him in the ginger community as well.
Oh, God, I know.
So anyway,
go ahead.
So Mustaine now says that he met a fan in Kentucky who had throat cancer. I'll just read this quick. I met a fan in Kentucky who had throat cancer. He was only supposed to live a few weeks. For some reason, I reached out, grabbed his throat, and started praying for the dude. He lives long enough to give me... He didn't even, like, cure him. He still has cancer. He just lived long enough to give him a certificate where it's signed by the governor. And it says I'm an honorary Kentucky colonel. as far as I know, it's the real deal. But, like, imagine that he doesn't have the Jesus power where he cures your cancer. It just doesn't kill you long enough for him to send you something that is, like, praises you.
My favorite thing in this story, does he mention, like, the kid's name?
Nope.
It's like he turns it to all about him. It's not like the inspirational story of this fan of my band who happens to be beating cancer, and it's great, and this guy's such an inspiration to me, and I'm going to learn in my life to be more like him. It's, oh, I got a certificate because I helped this dude with cancer.
He lived long enough to say something nice about me.
Yeah, exactly. He
praise Jesus!
Me.
So is the kid still dying, though?
It doesn't say, but it says he lived long enough to give me the certificate.
He was supposed to die.
And he died the next day?
No,
just long enough.
No, he was supposed to die weeks after meeting Mustaine, but it's been like a year or two.
Oh.
He couldn't die until Dave got documentation. That his friends with the CIA got
the kid. So when did Dave say that he's Jesus?
But that's what he's saying.
The implication is that
he grabbed his throat.
And he cured his cancer.
Now, a question.
And prayed. Oh, because he prayed.
If a few months from now we find out that Dave Mustaine has throat cancer, does that mean that this kid like somehow passed the throat cancer
Dave
on
Mustaine
through
is
that
a
touch?
Alternate
question.
The Green Mile.
If in a few weeks that kid dies of throat cancer, does that mean Dave Mustaine is Satan?
No, just
or
he's
just
a
crazy guy.
Yeah. He's just a guy who thinks he's Jesus. And
he failed
actually
at one more thing.
And he's really thankful for a certificate.
He reached out, grabbed his throat, and started praying. What?
Cure cancer, but he still can't get back into Metallica.
Yeah. Please let me in Metallica, Jesus. I realized that he really is a Jew. Like, it really hit me.
He's a total yenta.
Yeah, he complains about his neck hurting all the time. He's just always guilty.
He can't forgive Metallica for taking him out.
But he passive-aggressively goes about it. Like, he's like, we should play on tour or whatever.
Start our own band.
You know, you treated me like shit, you know. You all suck. But then he hangs out with them. It's like a Jewish mother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a nagger.
Wait,
whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Whoa!
PG-13.
I put a mezuzah right outside the rehearsal studio. You guys aren't kissing it. I don't understand. They're not respecting my religion.
Sean, do you know what a mezuzah is?
Yeah, it's that crap that Noah's got nailed on her door, right?
Yeah.
You were about to call her the N-word, weren't you?
What?
She sort of is.
What?
Yeah. Fine. I thought I heard it go in that direction.
You were
going
to call me the N-word? Noah?
Yeah. What? I don't know where we're going with this. It's the thing that you kiss before you go through the door, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way,
what's the point of it?
There's no point. It's all superstition.
No, it's supposed to be like a mini Torah.
Yeah, what's their intended point, though?
Hey, you remember the... I guess it's like so you don't...
Then why do you have one if you don't even know what
the deal
is?
Because my mother put it up there.
So take it down.
Just put it up when she comes over.
Yeah, fight the power.
Yeah, but then I have to hammer it in all the time.
Could that be a drop?
Were they okay with you hammered into the door frame here?
All the time?
I don't...
No one in the building was like, hey, don't nail shit into the...
No.
You could get Hector from downstairs to do it.
No.
What do you mean?
To nail it in.
The doorman gave us crap earlier today, by the way, when we came in here.
Okay, here's... Our listeners really care about that.
I felt like it would be interesting. I guess so.
What's it called? I looked up. The purpose of affixing a mezuzah is to fulfill a mitzvah, a divine commandment. One of the purposes for this mitzvah is to facilitate other mitzvahs. As a mitzvah, hanging visibility on our doors... hanging visibly on our doors.
Rob can't do mezuzah voiceovers.
I can't.
Or live reads.
The mezuzah is a constant reminder that our homes and everything therein belongs to God and must therefore be used properly.
Monica, is that accurate?
I don't know.
Wait, how do you spell this thing?
Aren't you Jewish?
Mezuzah.
I thought you wrote that Wikipedia article.
Me?
Yeah.
About mezuzahs. I'm a Jewish expert.
I found this on
Catholic.
AskMonica.com. That's right. I saw this. No, it's actually
finally,
Ask
have another Catholic here.
But she is Jewish, though. She's like Mustaine. She
Jewish?
Doesn't embrace
no.
her.
That's not cool, man.
You said you were.
No, last week on the show, we talked about my grandfather was Jewish.
That's
how I got the last name. And he converted to Catholicism from my grandmother. So I'm
pretty she's Jewish.
For Darren. For Darren, it's like if there's any...
Darren has this thing for Jewish broads.
Own your... No, actually, I don't. But no, nothing personal about anyone here.
But you said you dated one.
I don't have anything against them, but I don't have a thing for them, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a thing for anyone, it would be black chicks.
Jewish black chick? Like black Israelite?
Yeah,
Whoopi Goldberg. Clothes. He'll bend her over right now.
That's Jewish?
The perfect woman.
My first,
Goldberg? She converted.
Did she?
I thought she
was Jewish, part Jewish and part black, or black Jewish heritage.
Yeah.
I thought she converted.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
She looks all black.
This is what the internet is for.
So but black is like Jewish and black are not the same thing. You can be both things. You don't accept
ask most, go outside right now and ask most Jews if that's true.
Well, who the fuck do they know?
I'm just saying.
The Jews around here, they don't think anyone's fucking. They don't think we're Jewish either.
Neither do I. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Said. Go kiss your mezuzah.
Oh.
Go make out with no mezuzah right now.
I don't know who else is.
Oh,
that
my
dude.
God. Wow. She adopted. Her last name isn't really Goldberg.
Yeah.
She uses it as a stage name because her mother felt that her original surname of Johnson was not, quote, Jewish enough
to
make her a star.
Whoopi Johnson? That's what was your
name? Her real name is Corinne. Corinne Elaine Johnson.
Wow.
Whoopi is from Whoopi Cushion.
Have you ever heard someone going into show business and trying to become more Jewish? That's like completely backwards.
It worked for one person. Never again.
It only worked because she's like doesn't look like a Goldberg at all, and it's so weird, and it caught people's attention, I think.
Pretty much, yes. Rob,
fantastic
anything else?
Whoopi! Okay. About Whoopi Goldberg?
So is she, did
Darren,
she
would you hit that?
Anything?
Whoopi, no.
Back in the day,
really?
Whoopi?
No, hideous.
Why doesn't she have eyebrows?
Alopecia.
That's racist.
She tried to kiss a mezuzah, and it got too close, and her eyebrows got shaved.
Nothing else about being Jewish.
Why would you think I'd be attracted to Whoopi Goldberg? Just because she's
black.
Black and Jewish.
So that means I like every single black woman that walks around?
Black and Jewish.
Come on,
and
in the color purple, though, you'd have hit that.
No, absolutely not.
What about Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Yeah.
No. Never. I've never seen her look attractive.
Yeah.
What is it about black girls that you like?
I like the ratio. A lot of them have a ratio. They have a wide
36, hips. 24, 36.
Yeah.
Is
wide
that what
hip,
it is?
Wide hips, fat ass, and skinny waists. It's a good thing.
Okay.
But not just that. I like the dark skin tone, and I like, I don't know.
So do you like tan girls?
Yeah. It depends. Sometimes it doesn't look good on people. But I'm not exclusive like that. Like, I like other...
You're saying sometimes skin color doesn't look good on people?
Their skin color, yes.
Yeah, yours, John.
Yeah, like translucent.
Well, no, what I would say, what I meant to say is that some people don't look good with a tan, I should say. Mm. Like, their natural skin color would look better on them. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm. We're all thinking about it now.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to...
Shankleton writes in the chat, little known fact about Whoopi Goldberg, her contract stipulates that no one can film her ass.
But who'd want to?
There's not a camera big enough anyway, so she doesn't have to worry yet.
Who'd want to film her ass anyway?
I don't think.
I thought you said fill her ass. Who'd want to do that either?
Only
sure,
Taco Bell can do
her
that.
Contract.
Have you ever met Whoopi at Sirius? Anyone here?
No. I met Barbara.
Barbara who?
Barbara Walters.
Oh, who cares? What?
Yeah.
She's not.
Are you taller than her?
She's tiny. She looks like she's one of those dummies.
That's rude.
You mean women?
I resent that.
Not like a ventriloquist that a ventriloquist would use.
Like Howdy Doody?
Because of her jaw, a puppet, a marionette.
A marionette.
No,
that is a dummy.
Not a
dummy was right.
Yeah,
a ventriloquist
dummy.
Oh, a dummy. Yeah.
Where the mouth goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She got something right. Don't berate her for that.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's not berating me.
What?
Thank you.
I'm
but
defending
like,
you.
Do a lot of things. When she says a marionette, we know what that is, right?
Yeah.
No, but that's with strings, though.
Some of our audience might not.
Oh, whatever.
They
anyway.
Go to school in Middle America.
Well,
go on.
What was
yeah,
your...
I went to school in Middle America.
Like I said, some of our audience.
What was your experience with Baba Walters?
Baba Wawa?
She's just very... like stern and rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've been told as well.
And sharp.
What did she say to you? Anything?
No. I mean, I wasn't working directly with her, but from what I hear.
Yeah. She's a skank.
Yeah.
Just
but
say it.
But she's got a really nice figure for someone who's 100 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't see that at all. In what way does she have a nice figure?
Was she dressed like a slut?
Yeah.
She had one titty out.
Her blouse was open to like three buttons down.
Did she have a little piece of toilet paper on her vaginal lip?
Her entire vagina looks like toilet paper.
I like that. That's the one meme that comes out of it. The toilet paper on the vaginal.
Did she have like a slug trail on your forehead when she wipes her vagina on your forehead?
Yeah, but it was like yellowish. It was old.
Mung.
Then she interviewed you.
And it was also her skin.
How do you feel about the mung I left on your forehead?
So no Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. What about her? No, not attracted.
So who were some darker skinned celebrities that you found?
Tyra Banks.
I find her facially attractive. I don't know. She's like.
You think her face is
like
attractive?
I like her cans.
Yeah, she has big tits. That's good.
Oh.
Let's see. Keetoy Johnson. You know her? Melissa Ford. You probably seen
her. About news anchor Brenda Blackman?
No.
Oh, my God.
She's hideous.
Local. She's also like 50 something or 60.
But even when she was young, she was
Sue
gross.
Simmons? Sue Simmons.
No. No.
You'd go to dinner with her, though. She'd
no.
probably
she's
be a fun conversation. Is she really?
Yeah, she's a hardcore Republican.
What?
I used to work with someone that their last job was an intern at Live at 5. And she was like the biggest fucking cunt, like bitch
Holy
on wheels.
Shit.
And between like filming, she would just go off on like Bill Clinton is a scumbag, piece of shit, and I like Iron Sheik level rant.
Well, is it because she's a Republican or
no,
just because of like women's rights
that
and
was
cheating
one
on
thing.
His wife thing?
No, that was one thing I just pulled out of my ass. But like all she would have all the like George Bush type
That's
ideology.
That's really upsetting.
Yeah. Sue Simmons is like a local anchor here.
What if Sue Simmons was wearing a ball gag and you didn't have to listen to her talk?
No, I don't find her attractive and I don't like her politics.
Okay. Ahmad Rashad with a wig on.
No.
That's
Felicia Ayers.
Dennis Rodman.
I would hit Felicia Ayers Allen Rashad when she was when she was young, I would have. She was hot.
Well,
now
Cosby
she has
watched.
Like gray hair now and shit.
Well, she's old.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, then I don't want to hit her.
Lou Reed's colostomy bag in the
no,
chat.
I wouldn't
what about
him.
Esther Roll?
Yes, of course.
What about Mary J.
Blige?
Yeah.
Blige?
Yes. Yes.
Blige?
Love her.
She thought it was
French. At Bly?
No, she said Blyde.
I love her.
Never. Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
Just read poetry. Yeah, she read poetry while you were doing it.
No, I hate her. I can't stand her.
Do you
I hate
like
her stupid poetry.
Tracy Morgan's
I like
impression
her
of hers.
Yeah.
LaToya Jackson.
Oh.
Yes.
Ew,
not now,
LaToya?
Though. Not now. Not now. When she was young.
Like she was 14.
No, come on. I'm not you.
Who's hotter to you, Janet or LaToya?
Janet.
Oh, Janet.
100
come
times
on.
Hotter. Yeah. But LaToya did yeah. Playboy. That's
unfortunate.
Yeah.
Janet
no,
whipped her
four
titty out
during
the Super Bowl.
He had a fucking like metal sun around it. You couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So
ah, come
the video
on,
of her sunning herself and then you didn't slap her ass.
Someone just said I would bang Missy Elliott. That's a dirty lie.
What about
dirty
I don't
lie.
Think
Missy
Elliott
would bang you.
Yeah.
Dirty lie. But I respect her as an artist. I like the.
Yeah, she likes broad.
I respect you.
Yeah, I. But I respected the Missy Elliott. Now, you know what I like about Missy Elliott is that she's really gross and butt ugly and got by completely on talent.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
a lot of respect for
right.
her. Because most women, you know, they have to be hot to succeed in show business.
Yeah.
What? Why is
no,
that?
No.
Fuck!
I'm trying to take it easy on Rob.
How
did that get into a rap? Yeah. Everything does. That's where my mind goes.
Everything
again, Sid has so
Tootie,
much mojo.
That's a good one. Tootie from Facts of Life.
Oh,
yes.
Kim
yes,
Field.
Yes.
Did she have to have breast reduction surgery?
Oh.
Of,
did she?
Like after living single?
And Michelle Obama, yes, absolutely.
Lisa
yeah.
Turtle?
Clark Vorkin.
Oh, from, yeah. Yeah, sure.
What
absolutely.
About Aaliyah
sure.
after death?
No.
Yes.
Right
yes.
after
no.
or like now?
I want to make an Oreo sandwich with dead Aaliyah and dead Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah. That would be like a raspberry.
I didn't think any of those.
Sean, which one
blood.
Of them? Which one of them
blood.
Would you put the strap on?
Wait, what?
No, but
he'd be wearing it.
The hollow one, yes.
Hollow dildo.
But I would choose T-Boz if it was going to be a TLC question.
Yeah, she's the least bad.
What about Chili? You don't like Chili?
No body.
None of them really had a body, did they? They were all pretty
Lisa
Lefta bony.
Lopez had a slightly better body than the other two. But
she'd set your house on fire.
Yeah, not worth
stay away from that.
Don't put your dick in crazy.
Yeah. When she's got a condom in her glasses, you know something's not right.
Oh, yeah. Mel B, Scary Spice.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Her body is amazing.
She's mannish. She's very
mannish.
We were talking
about
this last night.
I don't think she's at all.
I don't think she's mannish.
No.
Eddie Murphy had a kid with her. That's all the mannish cred she eats.
So I guess that's...
Yeah.
He did not know that he was in a car with a tranny.
Patrick Ewing. I would never bang Patrick Ewing.
But like during when he was in Georgetown, like back...
Colostomy bag. Take this seriously.
How about Jada Pinkett? What do you think about
that? No, never.
I want to just beat her up.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean, like,
Will Smith is more feminine.
Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
I find her very attractive.
You asked what
even now, still, she's attractive.
You asked what was wrong with Jada Pinkett Smith? She's just fugly.
She's just fugly?
Yeah. She looks like a dude.
And I feel she hates all white people. I feel she's like...
Then why is she with Will Smith?
And why a puncher?
And why does she...
Yes. White, black dude.
And why does she play in Evanescence now? She hates white people.
Wicked Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Same shit.
That shit's over. That made no money.
Isn't she banging
Morgan
Mark
Freeman,
D'Anthony now?
What kind of question is that?
What?
Everyone would bang Morgan Freeman. Are you kidding me?
Look at what Shrinkleton said. Mel B has had Norbid cock inside of her.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
disgusting.
It's really totally
salt and pepper. Pepper, yes. Salt, no. Pepper is hot.
Spinderella.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. Spinderella is pretty face, no body. Brandy?
Yeah.
Weird looking face.
She's got a big face, big facial
features.
She
looks like Alien from Alien.
So you want to do her then?
What?
What about her body?
Yeah.
It's not my type, but she has a very fit body. I don't like that kind
about?
Of body.
Brandy.
Moesha.
Oh, yeah.
Super Nintendo Chalmers out of Ja Rule.
No.
Now that he's in prison,
what
it's
about,
probably an issue.
What
Ashanti,
about,
I would fuck.
Cisco in a thong?
No. I don't like men. Can we just leave the men out?
He and Tamara.
What about DMX?
No.
Tia and Tamara.
When the one's pregnant.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my God, yeah.
A sandwich with Tia and Tamara.
Hell yeah.
When the one's pregnant?
Are they? Is anyone
pregnant? The one's pregnant
that.
And she made the other one drink her breast milk on TV.
No.
What?
No.
What?
You can actually see it on YouTube.
Pregnant is immediate. No, that's you have to wait till the baby pops.
What if it's like the first week or something of pregnancy?
Yeah, if I don't know, then it's fine. I just don't want to see a baby bump.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, have any friction with the fetus in there.
Tap on its forehead.
I didn't know that you were that well endowed.
No,
they would
I'm
reach
saying,
all the way.
If she's 9 months, that may be a danger. That's all I'm saying.
Well, somebody in the chat asked about Farouk.
Farouk, no, I saw that. I was about to say that.
Wow.
Rudy from the Cali Show, yes, is very hot now.
Is
not at the time.
What's
she
Tempest Bledsoe? No. What's her name?
Tempest Bledsoe.
Raven.
Oh, the other one?
Raven.
Oh, yeah, that's so Raven.
Sandra LaBeouf.
Wait, no. Tempest Bledsoe was the middle one, right?
Yeah.
That was Vanessa.
Vanessa.
So Rudy, what is her name?
Wasn't
that Raven?
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
There you go.
Oh my God, Darren.
I have a good memory for old stuff. Ahmed Johnson, that's a man. And that's
go be
Raven Simone. Yes, I would fuck the shit out of her.
Really?
Yes.
No. I don't know. No.
When you
like
finish, would you yell out that?
She's a Dave Duncan, I would say. She has a gorgeous face.
Fix her upper.
She needs to lose like 50 pounds. Probably.
That would not be so Raven if she did that, though.
You would you yell out that's so Raven after you finish?
Yes.
But I saw you liked them thick.
She's too thick. So there's her limit.
Wow, she's 25.
Thick means
oh,
Raven.
Wow, look at she's thick got a lot of plastic
like,
surgery.
The body frame, like the skeletal frame, like they have a thin waist and big hips. That doesn't mean they have gigantic rolls of fat on them, though. I don't find that attractive.
Yeah, would you get with Jasmine Guy?
No.
I always
thought she was gross.
Whitley,
she had a big
ass.
Yes.
She
was very attractive.
Too muscly. The tits.
Who?
There's no tits.
That don't bother me at all.
Okay.
That don't bother me anyway. I don't mind muscly.
What?
Not
like
overly,
muscle,
not like China, but I mean, like Angela Bassett is fine.
Fair enough.
She ain't that muscly. Jade Barrymore. Oh, fuck.
Tina Turner 2 years
from
now.
She's not even black.
2 years from now.
Tina Turner? I'd fuck Tina Turner in 12 years.
All right, fair enough.
I don't care. Just for the prestige of who she is.
That's like my Helen Mirren. Yeah,
but plus, she was attractive, and she's still... Yeah.
She's
if,
still pretty
if you
attractive.
Grade on a curve of how old she is, she's hot.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'll say.
Last night...
What? Who?
Gladys Knight?
In her prime? Yes, definitely. She has buck teeth.
Shakes that Little Richard's mustache.
Done it. Tony Braxton? No. Man.
What's
that
trend? What's that broad from Good Morning America?
Robin Roberts?
Robin Roberts.
Don't
formerly
know.
Of ESPN?
I don't know who that is.
She used to be on SportsCenter.
Oh, that? Oh,
yeah.
No way.
I don't think she'd want Darren either. I'm pretty sure she'd probably lean more towards Noah.
I'm very sensitive.
No, married.
What?
Look it up.
I'm a sensitive lover.
Whitney Houston on crack. Is there any
Was there any evidence that she looks any different from the crack?
She looks pretty fucked up.
Yeah, when she's like on it, she looks anorexic.
I believe you. I just haven't seen it. I don't know.
Well,
if
now
she looks,
she's also older.
If she looked like she looked when she was clean, then yes, definitely.
She probably have a lot of energy in the bedroom.
I had a big crush on her when I was a young child.
Did you used to sing that song?
No, I was already older than that. That was came out when I was like 16, I think. But
what song?
If you ever dedicated?
I'm the Bodyguard.
Yeah, I will always love you. I wasn't that sappy then.
Can you try singing it right now?
So wait.
And
what was the song when you had like the height of your crush? What was her hit song?
I don't know. I'm Your Baby Tonight.
How does that go?
I'm your baby. Too high.
What? After the Bodyguard?
Whatever you want from me.
Was it?
I think that was after the
Maybe
Bodyguard.
Maybe mixing them up.
Maybe he's thinking, like, how will I know if he really loves
that
me?
That too. Yeah, that's a good one.
How does that one go, Dad?
I'm not singing every Whitney Houston song.
Damn it, he's on to me.
I indulged your stupidity in one song. I was on to you already.
But that's the best one.
You don't know a single Whitney Houston song. What the fuck are you talking? Ella Fitzgerald? Absolutely not. Ugly hag. Ugly fatso.
No,
in her prime, yes.
What about Patti LaBelle?
My penis would disappear in her giant sacks of fat.
Not just
on her
your
tits.
Penis, you would disappear.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, imagine you could body fuck her tits.
Yeah.
With your whole body.
Okay.
No, we've got
you could body fuck her elbow.
Harriet Tubman.
I'd go through her Underground Railroad.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, God.
She deserves it. If anyone deserves it,
I'm not singing, so turn it off.
Rob, you sing.
My voice is shot.
We need Rob karaoke.
Oh, I know this song.
We were screaming over loud music all night last night. I have no voice left.
Can you sing it personal?
No.
Come on.
Oh, I know.
I don't know this part. I just know the chorus.
Skip to the chorus.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's all I remember. Central.
Yeah.